Welcome to Faith That Overcomes with Dr. Daryl Huffman. Today, Pastor Huffman will be sharing a message with biblical truths that will help establish you in your relationship with Jesus, build your life upon the Word of God, and empower you by the Holy Spirit to live victoriously. And now, here is Pastor Daryl Huffman.
Look over in Matthew's Gospel, chapter 28. In my last message with you, I shared on the authority that we exercise through the Word of God and how we're to take the influence of Christ out and win people to Jesus and influence people wherever we go. I want to kind of touch in on some of that and do a little second follow-up to it. Here in Matthew chapter 28, in verse 18, the Bible says, "And Jesus came and spoke to them, saying, all authority." Everybody say, all authority. All. Notice that. "All authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. Go therefore, make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things that I've commanded you, and lo, I'm with you always, even to the end of this age." Now, that word authority there in the Greek means delegated influence or the right to exercise power. It means jurisdiction. His, you know, authority means this is my jurisdiction. I have the word and I am the authority in this realm, praise God. And it means his strength. And so the Lord Jesus Christ, upon the resurrection, when he was raised up from the dead and seated in heavenly places beside the Father at the right hand of God, the Bible says at that point, the Lord Jesus tells the disciples, he says that all authority, the Amplified reads it like this: Jesus approached, breaking the silence, and said to them, "All authority, all power of rule in heaven and on earth has been given to me." I like that. It's good, isn't it? All authority, the right to act and influence, the right to release the power of God in heaven and earth. My jurisdiction or my realm that I operate my authority and power in is in heaven and in earth. Amen? Hallelujah. And so we get excited about that. But then we saw there, and the Amplified goes on and says, "Go then and make disciples of all the nations." You know what the Lord Jesus did with the authority that was granted to him, the power, the rule, the right to exercise influence? The Lord Jesus took all of that authority, and when he came to us after his resurrection, after he had put his blood on the mercy seat, had obtained this authority, and was crowned King of Kings and Lord of Lords and the universal supreme head of the church, amen? After Jesus was given all this authority and power, he delegated that authority to you and me. Amen. Why did he delegate that authority? He delegated his authority, the right to use the power of the kingdom of God to the church so that we would continue his works on the earth. Amen? Authority means you're operating under the guide of someone else. You're representing someone else. Amen? And so the Lord Jesus says, "Now, as the Father has granted to me all authority, all power, all rule, the right to exercise influence, and my jurisdiction is heaven and earth, I'm taking all of that authority and power, and I'm giving it to the church so you can exercise that authority on the earth and release my power to change people's lives." Amen? That's why Jesus came and gave. In Ephesians chapter 1, verses 19 through 23, we find the last part of a prayer that Paul prayed over there in Ephesus. You know, that first chapter, there's a prayer there, and the third chapter is a prayer. And so Paul had started off this prayer praying for the saints. And so he gets down here in verse 19, I'm going to read it to you, the Amplified, and it says this. Here's what he's praying. "And so that you can know and understand." Notice that Paul wants us to know and understand something. What are we supposed to know and understand, Paul? Ephesians 1:19, he continues, "The immeasurable and unlimited and surpassing greatness of his power in and for us who believe." Now, Paul is saying something here. If you just read over real quick, you lose it. You miss out what he's trying to get across. Paul is saying here that I'm praying that God will give you a spirit of wisdom and revelation, that he'll open up your heart, that you can see some things. And he says, I'm praying that you can know, that you can get revelation and understand what is the immeasurable. You can't measure it. Unlimited. You can't limit it. Surpassing greatness is greater than great of his power. But now listen, in and for us who believe, as demonstrated in the working of his mighty strength, which he exerted in Christ when he raised him from the dead, seated him at his own right hand in the heavenly places. Notice what Paul is saying. He's saying you need to understand something. All of that power, all that energy, all that strength that God used to raise Jesus from the dead wasn't for Jesus' sake. It was for your sake. It was for us who believe, praise God. God did that for you and me. Jesus did it for you and me so that we could be delivered out of the powers and the control and the authority of darkness and the dominion of Satan's realm and be brought over into the kingdom of God. Amen? Now, what was this power? How great is this power that was released for you and me who would believe in that power? He goes on and he says, he seated him in heavenly places far above, verse 21, far above, not just above, far above all rule and authority and power and dominion and every name that is named, above every title that can be conferred, not only in this age and in this world, but also in the age and world to come. Woo, hallelujah. Somebody says, well, that's got a title. I don't care what title it is. It's not greater than Jesus. Amen. I don't care. This is the name of this disease. I don't care what its name is. It's not greater than Jesus. Come on. Well, this is what's going on out here. This is the newest thing. I don't care if it's the newest thing, the oldest thing, or the in-between thing. It's not greater than Jesus. And also, I get revelation here that Jesus is not only greater than that in this age and time, he's going to be greater than the ages that come. He's always going to be the greater one. Woo! Hallelujah. See, Jesus is Lord, folks. And he's Lord over all of these things. And we celebrate. That's his authority. That's the power that he's talking about in Matthew 28. All power, all authority, all rule, all jurisdiction, both in this age and the one to come. And then in Ephesians, Paul lists the things he's got authority over. Every demon force, every title, everything, anything that the devil can come up with in this age or any age, Jesus is greater and has more authority than it does. And Paul is wanting you to get this knowledge and this understanding in your heart that he did it for us. Now let's read on. He finishes this prayer and he says in verse 22, he says, and he has put all things. Everybody say all things. Not just most all things. That's everything. And he has put all things where? Under Jesus's feet. His is Jesus, under Jesus' feet, and has appointed Jesus the universal and supreme head of the church. Now listen, a headship exercised throughout the church. Let's read it like this. A headship he exercises throughout the church. Are you hearing me? Jesus exercises his authority and power through the church. Then he finishes it up by saying this, which is his body. We, the church, are his body. He's the head. The fullness of him who fills all in all. For in that body, in you and me, lives the full measure of him who makes everything complete and fills everything everywhere with himself. Now, when we take Matthew 28, the words of Jesus, and we take Ephesians 1, the words of Paul, and bring those two revelations together, we have this. We have the Lord Jesus, after his resurrection, after he's placed his blood on the mercy seat, after he's been crowned King of Kings and Lord of Lords, in Hebrews 1, he says, this day, O God, God calls him God, amen. And so therefore, we find that Jesus is the Lord, universal, supreme head of the church. And Jesus says, all authority, all power, all rule has been given to me, and my jurisdiction for all this authority and power is in heaven and earth. Somebody says, what about hell? Who wants to go to hell? I'm not ever going to hell. So I don't need any authority in hell. Amen? I'm on earth. I need authority on earth, praise God. I'm going to heaven someday. I'd like to have some authority up there too, praise God. What? The right to praise, the right to worship, the right to speak the name. And so the Lord says, all authority, all power, all rule has been given unto me. And Paul begins to expand that and says, listen, God raised Jesus up and placed every demon force, every title, everything that can be conferred, everything in this age and world to come has put under Jesus' feet and made him head over all things for the church's sake. And because he's now Lord and head over the church, he exercises his authority through the church Meaning what? You and I now are to operate in the authority of the Lord Jesus Christ. Come on, are you getting hold of this? Right now, that means that I'm not some weak, beggarly, barely getting along, living down on Grumble Alley. Are you hearing me? I'm not somebody that, oh, God, help me. Y'all pray for me, hanging on, holding out till the end. No, blessed be God. I walk in the authority and the power of Almighty God, and Jesus is head, and I'm a part of his body, and the fullness of him fills me up. I have him in his fullness in my life. I'm one with the Lord. He's one with me, and all he has now been granted to me, and I get to operate in it and use it in my life. Hallelujah. Come on, church. We're not just weak, beggarly, sinning, barely getting along Christians. We are more than conquerors through him who loves us. Amen? And so this is who the Lord is wanting us to rise up and get an understanding, get a revelation of. This is who you are. See, you will never be an influencer on earth until you know you have the authority to be an influencer on earth. You'll never have boldness until you know you have the right to use the power of God. But if you can get a hold of this truth and get it down in your spirit, it'll change your life. Amen? Look in Mark's Gospel, the 16th chapter. We begin to get some more revelation of this authority that you and I are to walk in. In Mark 16, beginning in verse 15, the Lord Jesus here again is giving the Great Commission, and Mark records it in just a little different way. He adds a little bit to it. And it says this, and he said to them, go in all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. Go speak to everybody. Share with everybody. Talk to everybody. Tell them the good news that I've been, that I died for their sins, that I was buried, and on the third day I was raised for their justification. If they'll believe on me, I'll wash their sins away. I'll give them a new life. I'll take them out of the kingdom of darkness and bring them into the kingdom of God. I'll take them from being a cowardly, beat down somebody that's ruled by everything in the world to more than a conqueror, person who can walk in my authority and power and live the righteous life that I created for them to live. Hallelujah. He says, share that with everybody. See, to preach means to proclaim or herald or tell, praise God. And so the Lord is asking us to speak out for him so that people can hear the good news. And he says this, and he who believes and is baptized will be saved, and he who does not believe will be condemned. In other words, he says, the believing or the rejecting part is not up to you. Are you hearing me? He's saying, you're not a success or a failure based on whether people accept it or they deny it. You're looked upon as a success before God if you're out sharing it.
That concludes today's message. We hope that you have enjoyed listening to the broadcast and that you've been encouraged, challenged, and strengthened by today's word. To receive your copy of today's message, visit us online at darylhuffman.org and click the link This Week on Radio. You can also order by calling us at 304-733-4423. Once again, that's 304-733-4423. To order by mail, just write to us at Daryl Huffman Ministries, P.O. Box 940, Huntington, West Virginia 25712. Thanks again for listening to today's message. Faith That Overcomes is made possible by New Life Team Partners and Daryl Huffman Ministries. For more information on becoming a partner with this ministry, visit us at darylhuffman.org and click the partner link or call 304-733-4423. Once again, thank you for joining us today on Faith That Overcomes with Dr. Daryl Huffman.